right? Forever, eternity. What's that? That would be an eternal bird. Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. But think about it. It doesn't end. Now you put the word soul, soulmates, soul before, after that. Forever soulmates. That must mean as well that we understand that the soul is eternal. We're not just these biomechanical beings walking around that perish. No, God created us bodies, but he put in us eternal souls that last forever. Think about that. You're just at the very beginning of eternity in this life. It's a speck. The Bible says in James chapter 4, 13 to 15, it says, "Look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we are going to do a certain town and I will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that." We make plans for tomorrow, but we don't truly know what tomorrow holds for us. Our life can change in a blink of an eye. Think about that. God sees our lives. And so many of us, we live this life, this short life, as if that's all we have. But in reality, it is just a speck, like a morning fog or a mist that disappears our time here on earth. And then we move on to eternity. And the question is what do we do in this life determines what our eternal soul will live in after this life. The Bible teaches us there's two places that our eternal soul will dwell after this life. With him, God, our creator, who is good, who gives us life, who is light, truth. Everything good that we enjoy in this world comes from him. So we can spend eternity with him or apart from him. We call that place hell. It's not something we like to talk about. But the Bible teaches us that place is where we're separate from God. And if God is everything good and that's taken away, I don't want to be there. And I don't want you to be there either. God loves you. He doesn't want to be apart from you, but it's our choice if we reject him or accept him. So my title for this morning's message is Living with Eternity in Mind. Living with Eternity in Mind. We're starting a new decade, 2020. 2020, can you believe it? It's crazy. These young guys talking over here, you guys feel like you still have eternity to live, but I tell you, when you start getting old like I am, approaching 40, halfway point of my life, time starts going fast. There's not enough hours in a day. So even at a young age like you guys are, live with eternity in your mind. It's important. I'm not lying to you. Seems like the older you get, the faster time goes. I don't know why that is. It's something to do with the way we work, but that's how it goes. But I want to encourage you as we approach this new decade, start living with eternity in mind. Making decisions with eternity in mind. And the first thing that step you take with living with eternity in mind is making sure that your destination of your eternal soul is in the right place. And that's with God in heaven. The Bible teaches that the only way to heaven is through his son, Jesus Christ. Well, why is that? The Bible teaches that we all sin. We all do wrong. We all break God's law. And it's true. We know good from evil. We understand that there are good things in life and there are bad things in life. And we all fall at some point to doing a bad thing. Something simple as lying, that's a sin. We know lying is not a good thing. And we think, well, how can God judge me just for a lie? But the thing is, God is completely holy. Completely holy and good. And he cannot accept any kind of sin. And he sees that we're hopeless in our sins, and he's given us a way out. And that is through the mercy and grace of his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus came into this world. He lived a perfect life. He's the Son of God. He didn't sin at all. And because of that, he was like a pure lamb without blemish, perfect, who gave his life on the cross. In my place, in your place, in every single person's place, so that their sins can be forgiven. Jesus Christ paid for the price of every person's sin. Every single person who has done wrong, Jesus carried that to the cross, and we are forgiven through his work. Jesus died. He died, but he also rose from the dead. On the third day, God raised him from the grave. The grave is empty to this day. And he conquered sin and death. We have proof that through Jesus Christ we have eternal life because he rose from the dead. Some people don't really understand who Jesus is. Some people just put him down to a great teacher in history. But he's so much more than that. He's the living Son of God. Think about the simple fact that the way we count time is based around his life. There's before Christ, BC, and AD after death. How we count the years is based around Jesus Christ's life. He was an important figure in history. The most important. First John chapter 5, 11, 12 says, "And this is a testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." It's as simple as that. Do you have the Son this morning? Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Are you living life with an eternal perspective going into this new year? If not, it's as simple as praying for Jesus to come into your heart, to forgive your sins, and to make him Lord of your life. Christmas is a time where we receive presents, we buy gifts, we give to one another. And it's a joy to give, right? To see others happy. But it's also a joy to receive, right? And so often in this life, we get consumed with material things, right? We are all eyeing something, whether it's a new car or new home or new laptop, whatever. We all have something that we always kind of are striving for. But the Bible gives us words of wisdom that we should see beyond the treasures, the earthly treasures that we have here, into the treasures that we can store in heaven. And in closing, I just want to go through Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and 24. I have this up there for you guys to read as well, if you don't have your Bibles here this morning. "Don't store up treasures here on earth, where moths eat them and rust destroys them, and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven, where moths and rust cannot destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. These are the words of Jesus himself, and there's great wisdom in them. Very easily, we just start storing up treasures here on earth as if they're going to last forever, right? We put our security into them, the hope of our future into the things that we have. Now, it's not bad to do that. We should be wise and prepare for the things in our life, right? But notice what it says, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. Jesus is talking about what is your greatest treasure here. What is the number one treasure in your life? It's a good question to ask ourselves this morning. What is the greatest treasure that you have, that you store in your heart? Is it an earthly treasure? Or is it a godly treasure? The heart follows where the treasure is. It's true. We look at our lives, we look at the lives of people around us, and we see the greatest passions that people have in their lives, and they devote their whole lives to what their greatest passion is, their greatest treasure. You look at an Olympic athlete, their whole life is spent training and training and training and training and training to achieve that accomplishment, to achieve that medal. Where is your treasure? Where your treasure is, that's where your love and affection is. Where your treasure is, that's where your desire, your time, and pursuit goes. Where your treasure is, that's where your cares and fears are. Where your treasure is, that's where your hope is. And that's where your trust lies. Where your treasure is, that's where your joys and delights are. Where your treasure is, that is where your thoughts will be. If you're putting your treasure in something that is earthly, it will not last. But if you put your treasure, the greatest treasure of your life, in Jesus Christ, that will last forever because he is eternal. He is God. Matthew 13:44 says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. The only way to find the kingdom of heaven is what? Through Jesus Christ. It's through Christ. For us to gain the kingdom of heaven, eternal life, righteousness, joy, peace, everlasting happiness, is through the reign of Jesus Christ in our lives. That if we lose everything in life, if we give up everything in order to have this valuable treasure, it's a joyful sacrifice to make. I just want to encourage you guys, make Christ your greatest treasure in your life. Keep yourselves full of light by keeping your eyes on Jesus Christ and the things of God. Don't let your eyes stray away and covet earthly treasures, putting idols before Christ. Have no greater passion in your life than Jesus. Keep him number one in your life. Don't fool yourself by thinking that what this world has to offer is better than what God has to offer to you. I've been there for 10 years. I pursued my own passions, trying to find happiness, joy, meaning in life, and all kinds of different things. But there was a point where I just broke down, rock bottom, where I finally decided, what do I have to lose? And give my life to Christ. And he's beyond my comprehension brought those things that I seek for in my life through his leading. And I'm sure many of you can testify about that. God is real. He created you. He knows you better than you know yourself. You see, it's a lie that the enemy wants us to see darkness as light. And if we begin to see darkness as light, how true, like the word says, how great is that darkness? He wants to pull the wool over our eyes to see the lies and to pursue earthly treasures over Christ. I want to close off here with 1 Peter 1:3-5. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. I'm going to read this again. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. And through your faith, God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. That's 1 Peter 1:3-5. I believe that is a scripture for somebody here this morning. Write it down so you don't forget it. So easy to lose sight of the future, of the true future of eternity. It's easy to start pursuing worldly treasure. But the thing is, we can't take anything that we have in this world to the next. There's no moving trunk that we take and carry with us. No, not even the clothes on our back go with us when we depart from this world. The only thing that is lasting is our faith in Jesus Christ. It carries us to eternity in heaven with our Creator. I don't know about you, but when that time comes, I want to be ready. I want to be ready to see my Creator and to say, come into my kingdom. I know that God blesses people in many ways in this life. He's a good father that we have, and he gives us, he provides for us. It's not bad to have possessions and things in life, but it's important for us to have perspective and not try to live beyond his blessings. Because there is such a thing as living beyond God's intended blessing for us. It's called greed. It's not a good thing. So let's go into 2020 with a proper perspective of eternity, of laying up our treasures in heaven, and knowing that we are ready, whatever moment that comes in life, to depart from this world, that we can step into eternity, knowing that we are going to our Creator, our Heavenly Father, who is good, who is loving, gracious, and to dwell in his kingdom. Let's pray. Why don't we all stand up and pray together? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning, this afternoon, that we can come together to worship you, to celebrate Christmas, the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, into this world, who brought us hope, who opened the way to us, to you, to heaven, to eternal life. And Lord, you see every single one of us here this morning. You know exactly where we are in perspective with eternity and in life. And Lord, this morning we just want to come before you and acknowledge that, yes, I am sinful. Yes, I have done wrong before your eyes. And my sins need to be forgiven. And Lord, we pray this morning, all together, forgive my sins. Jesus Christ, wash my heart clean, white as snow. We believe that you are the Son of God, the Son of the living God. And Lord, we pray, come into our hearts. We make you our Savior, our King. We put our faith into you, Jesus. And Lord, we believe that you rose from the dead, conquering the grave, conquering sin and death. And that through that, we have the promise of eternal life with you in heaven. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace, your mercy this day and every single day. That every day we can come before the throne of mercy and know that you forgive us. Lord, help us to live with eternal perspective in mind, that we wouldn't store up treasures here on earth, but in heaven, in a place where they cannot be destroyed or stolen. And Lord, we look forward to that day that we can be with you in heaven, when there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more war, but only good things, because you are good and holy. Lord, we bless each one of us this morning in your name, Jesus, and we thank you so much that you are a faithful, loving God. In your name we pray. Amen.